Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here once again to take you on another short journey through the Spirits book by Allan Kardec. Today we will start Chapter 10, The Law of Freedom. We will cover natural freedom, question 825 to 828, then slavery, question 829 to 832.
Enjoy.
Question 825. Are there positions in the world in which persons can flatter themselves by believing they are enjoying absolute freedom?
No, because all of you, the least as well as the greatest, need one another.
Question 826. What would be a condition in which humans could enjoy absolute freedom?
That of a hermit in the desert. As soon as two individuals are brought together, there are rights to respect, and they no longer have absolute freedom.
Question 827. Does the duty of respecting the rights of others deprive individuals of the rights pertaining to themselves?
Absolutely not, for they are rights that have been granted to them by nature.
Question 828. How can we reconcile the liberal opinions of certain men with their frequent despotism in their own homes and over their subordinates?
In these instances, although they have an intellectual understanding of natural law, it is offset by pride and selfishness. They know what they should do, but they do not do it in practice. They make their principles a well-calculated farce.
Subquestion 828. Will the principles they have professed during this life be taken into account in the next?
The more intelligence individuals have for understanding a principle, the less excusable they will be if they have not applied it to themselves. I tell you truthfully that simple but sincere persons are more advanced on God's pathway than those who try to appear to be what they in fact are not.
Question 829. Are there human beings who are meant by nature to be the property of others?
Every instance of subjection of one human being to another is contrary to the law of God. Slavery is an abuse of power and will gradually disappear with progress, as will all other abuses.
Author's remarks for question 829. Any human law that establishes slavery is a law against nature because it equates people with animals and physically and morally degrades them. Author's footnote to the word slavery. The Spirits book was published in 1857, while slavery was still legally practiced in many parts of the world, including the United States and Brazil. The U.S. State Department publishes an annual report entitled Trafficking in Persons, and in 2006 it discloses the fact that 14 nations are not doing enough to stop international human trafficking. This report covers severe forms of trafficking in persons defined as a sex trafficking in which a commercial sex act is induced by force, fraud, or coercion, or in which the person induced to perform such act has not obtained 18 years of age, or B, the recruitment, harboring, transporting, provision, or obtaining of a person for labor or services through the use of force, fraud, or coercion for the purpose of subjection to involuntary servitude, peonage, debt bondage, or slavery. Question 830. When slavery belongs to the customs of a culture, are those who practice it reprehensible, since they are doing nothing more than following a usage that seems natural to them?
Evil is always evil. All your sophistry will not render an evil action good. However, the responsibility for evil is relative to the means at your disposal to comprehend it. Those who use the law of slavery are always guilty of violating the law of nature. But in this, as in all things, the guilt is relative. Because slavery was a custom among certain cultures, people practice it in good faith as something that seemed natural to them. But their reason, more developed and especially enlightened by the teachings of Christianity, eventually showed them that the slave was their equal before God. Then they had no more excuse.
Question 831. Doesn't the natural inequality of aptitudes place certain peoples under the subjection of the more intelligent ones?
Yes, in order to enable them to develop, but not to demean them still further by slavery. Human beings have long regarded certain races as domesticated beasts of burden, equipped with arms and hands, and have thought that they had the right to sell them as such. They have considered themselves to be of pure blood, the folly of those who do not look beyond matter. It is not the blood that must be purer or less pure, but the spirit.
Refer to questions 361 to 803. Question 832. There are those who treat their slaves humanely, who allow them to lack nothing, and who think that freedom would expose them to even greater deprivations. What do you say about them?
I say that they understand their own interests very well. They also show the same care for their cattle and horses in order to get more profit at market. They are not as culpable as those who mistreat their slaves, but they nonetheless use them as merchandise, depriving them of the right to belong to themselves.